Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Yudalid in the Ohr Zohar edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting Daf Yud Gimel with base on the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mefatim hu esayayin, it says you should not put these spices into oil because then the oil is being absorbed by the spices and gets lost, but you could do it for wine because you also eat these spices. It says the Gemara, Yayin Shem Ma'aseh Sheni she pitmo. If you did do pitmo Ma'aseh Sheni, also, last reboy, you're still not allowed to anoint with the wine, as we saw before, that anointing with wine is not the derech to use wine. Shema Shemaisa Shein Shepitmoy, if you put the pitum into the oil, even though we said you're not allowed to do it, if a person did do it, muto last reboy, you can anoint with it, because that's the normal way of usage of oil. As the Gemara goes on and explains, in the Fudalda Mudalaf on top, Ma Bein Zela Zeh, what's it between oil and wine? Zed darko lekan, vezed ein darko lekan. This is the normal way of usage of the oil, and this is not the normal usage of the wine. So the more of Yudin asks a question. Shema Shemaisa Sheni Shinisrach. If you have oil Maisa Sheni that went bad, that went spoiled, what do you do? What's the din of that oil? And as Rav Chaim explains, we're talking about the oil is not, you can't eat it, but you still can anoint it. So does it have a Gedusha Maisa Sheni because you can use it for anointing? Or it doesn't have a Gedusha Ma'aseh Sheni because you can't use it for eating. Says the Gemara, Omar Mano Kivan Shenisrach, once it went bad, Poko Menu Gedusha Soi, it loses the Gedusha. Says the Gemara, Matzricha Lei Shvis, but still a question is regarding Shmito. Avabi Shenisrach Be Gedusha Soi. You could say that even though it went bad, it still has Gedusha. Because by Shemitah, you don't have to use it only for Achilo Shtiyah. The main use of a Shemitah is not specifically Achilo Shtiyah. Look, you have the Ma'aseh Sheni. So it could be, even though it's not Royal Achilo Shtiyah, maybe it still has the Kedusha. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Continues the Gemara and says, Shimon Barbo B'Shev Chanino, we're talking about something else. A person who uses the oil, but he uses it for a lachash. What's a lachash? It's a way of refuah. By healing, by saying some whisper, he brings refuah. Now, refuah is also in Shabbos. We have a discussion now in the Gemara, the way Reb Chaim explains our Gemara. Does lechisha also in Shabbos or not? So it says the Gemara like the following. Zeh shu loichesh, the one who does lechisha, noisen shem el gabei roisho veloichesh, obilvat shelo yiten loy biyad elo bekli, that's the gersa of Reb Chaim. Meaning, the lachash, if it's clear that he's doing a lachash, he's doing that whisper, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, the same way the Oyster do any refuah, and now do lechisha as well. But if it's not clear, it's being concealed, then it's okay. So when a person does lechisha, usually they put oil on the person's body. If he does it with a hand, it's clear, as the Gemara was explaining in a moment, that he's doing it for the purpose of lechisha. So therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. But if he's doing bekli, he's using a vessel to put the oil on the body, and then it's not clear he's doing it for lechisha, then you could do it on Shabbos. They say there's no problem to use the hand or the kli, because lechisha is not also in Shabbos, it's not part of the gzeirah of refuah that Rabbanon said you're not allowed to do. Said the Gemara, what's the difference between the two explanations? Meiso. According to Reb Chaim's explanation, the Gemara meiso means when you do it with your hand, you're ruining the oil. It becomes mos. So if you're doing it, it's clearly you're doing it for lechisha. The second mandava that says you can use your hand or a vessel. Mosu, it's not a problem to do mos, even though it's clear he's doing a lechisha. According means you can use only a kli, but you're not allowed to use your hand. Ain't a mos. You make sure that the oil does not become mos in order to, and it not to be apparent that he's doing it for the purpose of lechisha. The machlokes will depend. Can you use an oil of Ma'aseh Sheni to go and do lechisha? You can use your hand on your kli, meaning even though you're using your hand and you're ruining the oil, it's still you can do it on Shabbos. Ma'aseh Sheni also. You can't do it Ma'aseh Sheni because Ma'aseh Sheni you can't ruin the oil. It says that you put the oil on his head, meaning bekli, not by hand, according to Reb Chaim. Ma'aseh Sheni mutter because you're not ruining the oil. Says the Gemara, Omar Beis, if he calls you Mutter B'Shabbos, Mutter Ma'aseh Sheni, if he calls you also B'Shabbos, also Ma'aseh Sheni? We just said, if you could, according to Mandoma, they're not allowed to put the oil with your hand, you're allowed to put the kli, so then you could do it also for Ma'aseh Sheni. We compare Ma'aseh Sheni to the Easter Shabbos. Why are you comparing Ma'aseh Sheni to Shabbos? There's no comparison with the Ma'aseh Sheni Shabbos. V'atan, you find a braiso. Medicha yisho bno b'yayin priyazil. On Shabbos, a woman can take wine and put it on her son because of zeh, because of sweat. You're not allowed to do it for refuah, but you're allowed to do it just to clean person, to make a person feel better. Betruma also. And betruma, you're not allowed to do it. He truma, he ma'aseh sheni. And truma, ma'aseh sheni, you're equal in this regard. So you see that Shabbos is different than ma'aseh sheni. You're allowed to use oil, wine on Shabbos to anoint on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use wine and ma'aseh sheni to anoint a person's body. So the one concludes that Yudalim Beis and explains, Ma'ikadun. So what is really the reason that on Shabbos we say you're not allowed to use your hand, but you're allowed to use a kli? If you don't have a Yisro Beis Hashem, I'm allowed to anoint on Shabbos. So what's the chiluk? As we explained before, you want to try to do, if you want to do a lechisho, he has to do it in a way that it's not apparent. It's not the same way he does it every day. So every day you use your hand. On Shabbos you're not allowed to use your hand, you use a kli, and then he's not clear that he's doing l'shem lechisho. And just to mention, we explained everything here based on the Pirush of Rav Chaim, but the Mara Pulda is a different shot. According to the Mara Pulda, everybody agrees you can do Lachash and Shabbos. Ali Rabbah was trying to encourage people to do Lachash and Shabbos, and if he has a different explanation in the Sugya. Continues the Gemara according to the Mishnah, Dogim Shni Splashlu Beklupo Yishmaisa Sheni Vishbichu Ashvach Lafi Cheshbon. So you took fish and you cooked it with a vegetable of Maisa Sheni. So then, the shvach, whatever you increase in value, you do a cheshben, what the proportionate based on how much fish you have here, how much vegetable you have over here. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Shai says, using here the gius of Rabbi Chaim, the loik abudah, this is not like a buda. The Tanina we learned, abudah matir betzachna she'eino elalitul isazuhamo. So this refers to a mishnah we learned in Maseches Trumas, that when you go and you put a piece of truma into a tafshil, so it's oyser, the tafshil, benoise tam, as much taste that it gives, and if it's a spice, which gives a very strong taste, it's oyser the entire tafshil. Says Rabbi Yehuda over there, if you put into a tzachna, you put an onion into pickled fish, what the onion does, it doesn't actually give taste, even though maybe there is some taste, but that's not the purpose of the onion. The purpose of the onion is, in order to take away the zuhama, to take away the dirt, it swallows the dirt which is in that mixture. So therefore, it is not considered to be nois and tam in the truma. So the Gemara, l'chura, our Mishnah, that says that when you have fish cooked with kaflutois, so then you have nois and tam. But according to Abiudo, if it just comes to take out the dirt, it's not a nois and tam. And kaflutois just comes out to take out the dirt. So that's why our Mishnah doesn't go like Abiudo. One of the kisun asked, is it also the Loki Abudo? Meaning, Ravon said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. They're always, how do you mishar? If you have an insert that got mixed up into a heter, and I'm trying to figure out if it's a nois and dam or not, we cheshben as if the insur was either an onion or a kaflot, these type of vegetables. And we say, if it was this type of vegetable, would it give taste or not? Even though maybe the insur now is a different type of vegetable. And the reason is, Chachamim came and gave a benchmark, a clear thing. Onions and kaflo give a very strong taste. So you always mishar based on this taste. If botzo and kaflo bring a taste over here, it's considered to be that the Yisr is giving a tam and is oisa the tafshel. But you see that you're measuring based on onion and kaflo. According to Abudo, onion and kaflo is not for taste. Onion and kaflo is lahavia zohamo. So according to Abudo, this definition is not true. So this is the loike Abudo. So the Gemara, no. Moidei abudo bebotzol shel hegdish. Moidei abudo bebotzol shel avodah zarah. Even though abudo holds in many yisurim, botzol and kaflut are not nois and tam, but he is machmi regarding hegdish, and he is machmi regarding avodah zarah. If you have an onion of hegdish that fell into a tafshil, it is oisa the tafshil. If you have an onion of avodah zarah that falls in a tafshil, it is oisa the tafshil but nois and tam. And the reason is because not just a stam eiser hegdish and avodah zarah have a eiser hana. Not only not allowed to eat them, you're not allowed to enjoy them at all. And because the botzah kaflo do add taste, so there's some hana from them, even though that's not the purpose, that's not the main inyan, it's not the reason for eating it. But there is a hana from them, and therefore it's eiser benois and tam, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan is referring to, that all these surim go based on the measurement of botso kaflo, the even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, is oiser in a way of benois and tam in some of the cases. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Yud Daled.